Ko moe awa tamanui France and tēnei, and this is your Wātea English News. I ka rua rāwhiti MP Kushla Tangaere Manuel says the new coalition government has taken aim at Māori, low-wage workers and the most vulnerable in the country. The government has repealed Labour's Fair Pay Act and its clean car discount started the removal of smoke-free laws and the national policy statement on fresh water, with more to come in tomorrow's mini-budget. Ms Tangaere Manuel says it also seemed determined to scrap as much Māori content from the government's bureaucracy and legislation as possible.
You know, they say they're the government of getting things done. So far, they're the government of getting things undone for Te Iwi Māori. But to be playing with people's lives like this, beyond belief.
Also, New Zealand First Deputy Leader Shane Jones says the party wants to counter some of the overblown rhetoric about Te Tiriti or Waitangi. He says the party will be at Ratana and Waitangi, where many of the new coalition government's policies are expected to come under fire. He says Aotearoa Tuatahi has deeper concerns about the economic challenges facing the country rather than fashionable new interpretations of the treaty.
I'm going to call time through our party of this frothy rhetoric that the treaty is a charter of Indigenous sovereignty. That is a view that people are entitled to argue. It is not the view of New Zealand First. And you cannot continually revise the treaty or tug it in all nooks and crannies of parliamentary legislation without standing back and saying, hold a minute, is this actually enriching, emboldening, and enjoining our nation to a common purpose? No, it's not.
Shane Jones says the Waitangi Tribunal is coming up to the 50-year mark and it's legitimate for a government to review its writ and, if necessary, change it to do something more appropriate to the time. And Health Minister Dr Shane Detti has appointed Ken Whelan as Crown Observer to Health New Zealand, Te Whatu Ora. He says the 2022 health reforms have created significant ongoing challenges and the Observer will assist the Health New Zealand Board and management to overcome a range of issues, including health workforce and hospital wait times. Mr Whelan has more than 30 years of healthcare leadership experience and has previously served as a Crown Monitor at Counties Manukau and Waikato DHBs. And lastly, Waikato University researchers are working with doctors in the region to look for ways to improve both the early detection and management of lupus. Ross Lawson, the Professor of Population Health, says the disease, also known as systemic lupus erythematosus or SLE, causes the body's immune system to attack its own tissues and organs. Symptoms range from skin rashes and joint pain through to kidney failure and death.
Māori with SLE have 4.5 times the risk of developing lupus nephritis. So again, really important to identify the disease early, treat it early and prevent Māori from then going on to getting this nasty complication.
Dr Lawson says lupus affects 42 in every 100,000 New Zealanders. And that's your Wātea English News.